and welcoming us today, specifically dear listeners, as we obviously take a quick intermission or interject quickly in terms of where we started off with a home run, welcoming you to a discussion that we have here with one of the particular up and coming events that is slated on the Namibian calendar specifically for social events. Ritita, you'll have to correct me if I can call it a social event specifically because it has a fundraising element to it, right?
Yes.
But obviously we, you know, it's very good to actually have you in here in terms of helping with this discussion because we are joined by you specifically for the Tea Party for Hope Cancer fundraiser, which is slated, as mentioned, a little bit later in the year, which is actually just in next month, 11 October. And looking into this particular event and what it represents, we are joined by yourself, obviously, as, you know, that you'll obviously give us some more info, a little bit more to expand on and help us just to understand, you know, the fundraiser and its particular mission. Firstly, I'd like to welcome you. How are you doing, Ritita?
I'm good, thank you.
100%. Ritita, if we start off with the first talking point specifically, what is the Tea Party for Hope fundraiser? And what does it actually stand for?
So the Tea Party for Hope is a cancer awareness platform and a fundraising initiative that was founded in 2016. Mm. And for over 9 years now, we have brought together survivors, families, and a wider community to share knowledge, experience, and support. Beyond raising funds, we strive to educate people about cancer prevention, importance of early detection, and the support systems that are available for them.
I'm obviously working on the assumption that there was a previous event, but you answered that on, you know, since 2016. What was last year's sort of like turnout like? And obviously you guys are now, you know, wishing to, can I say, go one better?
Yeah. Step it up? So last year's event was both heartwarming and uplifting as we had an overwhelming community participation with the individuals, the families, as well as corporate partners showing up in solidarity. And, you know, this response highlighted how strongly Namibians care about cancer awareness and patient support.
100%. Ritita, if we step into the particular next question, which obviously takes us into this year's event, what will this year's event actually look at? Because I saw there was a theme right there. And obviously, if you can help us expand a little bit on the theme itself, why you guys settled on this theme.
So this year is a call to healing, you know, the kind that goes beyond chemotherapy, beyond prescriptions, and beyond statistics. The concept has been evolving, and we are looking into wellness and wholeness. We are looking at cancer not just as a disease of the body, but as something that affects the whole body emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. So this is where the theme comes in, that heart revival.
And obviously from what I saw in terms of, you know, the information pamphlet, you know, there's a lot of information based upon that.
Yes, definitely. We'll be having free screenings available for the ladies.
And then if we also speak, sort of like stretch into the notion of the fundraisers, the fundraising event's aim, what will it actually aim to achieve? And, in this, obviously in a national context of cancer awareness, because there was a lovely detail that, you know, that you also outline specifically about awareness programs that has happened between, you know, obviously between now, us now talking, but actually I want you also to share that with the audience in terms of all these other awareness creation exercises.
Yes. As I mentioned, the fundraiser is more than just an event. It is a movement of awareness that we aim to educate people about cancer prevention, the early detection, and the support systems. Majority of the people do not know where to go for cancer information, such as the Cancer Association of Namibia. And we contribute to a broader national agenda for fighting cancer by engaging with both public and private sectors.
100%. And then if we take a look specifically also into, you know, what has been the work, you know, what has been the work that has been done, you know, in the last year and for this year's particular event, obviously that still pertains to the awareness and the outreach exercises. But, you know, how has that culminated? What have you seen specifically, you know, reactions also from communities who obviously would like to know a little bit more in terms of how they also look at this particular event of cancer coming forward?
Okay, since last year's event, we have been actively involved in community outreach exercises. So this includes awareness drives at schools such as IUM and workplaces, collaborations with health professionals, which is actually sponsored by Pikovic for the free breast scans. So that includes the wellness talks, the different communities. So forth.
I actually want us to zone in on that wellness talk discussion and the wellness exercises. Obviously, not many people know that in some cases you get like the free screenings. Just sometimes how does that happen? How can people get in contact with the various outreach exercises and events that you've had so far? I'm obviously now speaking, you know, prior to 11 October. How can they get in touch in that scenario?
So in terms of wellness exercises, we are focusing on those affected by loved ones, not only by the disease. So these people, they don't know how to communicate with this person, how to make this person feel loved without draining them about the disease. So this is where the wellness talks comes in, where survivors come in and tell you what they actually want and how you should take forth with your family member. And in terms of the outreaches, it's so far we are just dealing with the breast scan and donating towards the Cancer Association of Namibia.
And then obviously now turning to one of the interesting things that I actually want to ask in terms of who should be able to attend. And can I ask the question why? Because obviously sometimes, you know, us guys, we would go like, it looks like tea party, the name tea party. Sounds more like women's, you know, for Women's Central. But what would you say to us men specifically who would also like to be there in support of this particular drive?
So Tea Party for Hope is open to men, women, families, as well as corporate entities and the community at large. Cancer does not discriminate, neither should awareness. So, you know, men underestimate their risks, so their presence is crucial, especially now that prostate cancer is on the incline. They need to be informed about the symptoms that they have to look out. And, you know, women remain our forefront as well as our caregivers and patients. The community is definitely welcome as they can benefit from collective knowledge, shared strength.
And if we also just look at where would it be hosted, where this might be taking place. I know 11 October is still far. Many people say, ah, Dwight, you know what? That's in next month. We'll get there. But
It's just in a month. It's a few days.
I know. It's like spare change days. But what we'd be looking at, for example, in what has been probably planned already for the event itself.
So the event is taking place at Country Club on the 11th of October. We're looking at entertainment, some bubbly, free breast scans, as I mentioned. And let me emphasize on that. You will be getting a free breast scans.
So we don't want the guys showing up for the bubbly. We want them to be there for the support, obviously.
Yes.
I'm talking to you men.
Yes, please. We are really encouraging men to attend, especially the wives. Please drag your partners if you have to. Let them be involved in this movement.
Tea parties obviously come with the notion of being well-dressed. Should I say fancy dressed as well?
Yes.
What's the theme there?
Purple and white.
100%. Actually, I like the purple. Purple is one of my favorite colors. Letitha, if you can just help us also with any extra information that I might not have asked, what are we looking at in terms of, you know, you still have the opportunity to share a little bit on that.
So tickets are available at Pay Today, and every ticket shared contributes directly to the fight against cancer. So organizations and corporates can also support by purchasing a table for their staff members. This only falls under, you know, their wellness department or their wellness as a corporate. Yes, so they can support through that. Even though you cannot attend, please do purchase a ticket for someone you may save a life.
And if we talk about contact details, who can they make contact with specifically for tickets, details, and anything else about the fundraiser?
Okay. We are available on Instagram. The name is A Tea Party for Hope. And then the contact details is 081-590-4030.
And just to get it there, dear listeners, obviously we'll quickly be taking a quick break, but we're coming back. We still have a good 5 minutes, if I can still sort of like get a little bit more 5 minutes from you, Letitha, and then we'll come back right after that.
Definitely.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
And coming back, dear listeners, and obviously we still have a few more minutes take from Radhitha, as she's obviously, helping us understand here the Tea Party for Hope. Planned for 11 October next month. You heard it, gentlemen. It is open to us, the men. Obviously, if you are the better half of a woman, of a lady, of someone special, we're not discriminating. Don't worry. I have to outline them all, but you can all attend in terms of showing your support specifically for the impact that cancer has on societies, no matter the walk of life it has on all of us. Radhitha, there was one particular question I didn't ask. Any lovely surprises in terms of dignitaries, notable speakers that would be lined up for the particular fundraising event?
Definitely. We have a special guest speaker, Miss Rosalia Martin-Hausiku, and of course, the most important, we have a gentleman in the room, Mr. Christopher Fragan, that will be our MC.
Mm.
So we are encouraging him, as our face so far, to encourage the gentlemen guys to
attend. You guys just had to go and get a guy to tell us, guys, show up.
Yes.
Yeah. But once again, before I let you go, Radhitha, just help us with the contact details again and where the tickets can be found.
So tickets are available at Pay Today. However, if you're struggling, you may contact me at 081-590-4030. And you may follow us on our social media pages, Tea Party for Hope, on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
100%. And on that particular note, dear listeners, I'd like to thank you specifically, Radhitha, for joining us and for also helping us, get some more.
Thank you so much.
100%. And on that note, we'll be back right after the short break, dear listeners, continuing with the home run right after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.
And we are back to Homerun with Helmed and Dwight. We continue after that short interview on cancer awareness initiative that's coming out of the Cancer Association of Namibia. And, well, buy a ticket and participate. You get the point. So now we are back to the, you know, now we are back to the economic discussion because, this is a discussion one that is arising from, it's more of an update that's, coming out of, you know, it's more of an update that's coming out, you know, that's coming out of, IPPR. But, it's, you know, it's one of, the guide to the, you know, the, anyone that have read the guide to the Namibian, economy, that is the author that basically, compiled, basically like, made my life easier by taking, information that's published in a hard copy book is then tends to be, you know, running out of, entities change, leadership, legislations change, or more like ownership change, status of financial, or the very existence of the very, of the institutions described in the hard copy book tends to face a lot of, a lot of changes, not just, in ownership, but also leadership. So that's kind of difficult to, keep publishing every time a CEO changes a company, especially if you're dealing with a combination of more than 100 SOEs and private entities. So he basically decided to make my life easier, because, well, finding local information, especially when it comes to economic update, is not easy. Now, like I pointed out earlier, the very same, gentleman that published the book decided to put up a website that has been making my life easier ever since I came across it, well, yesterday. Now, moving on. So, obviously, this information, part of the presentation that we, that we're going to use today is one of, it's a 50 minutes presentation, but where Mr. Shobon basically, looks at where we are coming from economic wise. And, the content provided there takes you back to the 1990s. Heck, it takes you back to the 1970s. And when it comes to everything from policy to different, different institutions and, different institutions, both public and private, but mostly focusing on the private. Now, this is, where we start now looking at, the reality on the ground, because the juxtaposition that he does when it I've been watching a lot of Sakshangala videos. The comparison that he does is one of is basically trying to look at the current administration, which has like a 5 years, that's going to run from 2025 to 2029, throw in a little bit of 2030 since, the transition and everything takes until the next financial year after the, until the end of that financial year shortly after the elections. Now, here's the thing. The main comparison that he puts here that I find fascinating is one of looking at the, the Harambe Prosperity Plan and the ruling parties, their manifesto implementation plan and Harambe Prosperity Plan, the ruling parties manifesto, they have their manifesto and implementation plan and trying to understand if they are going
to win your share of 500,000 in Namibian dollars in prizes for Windhoek beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Welcome back. So, the comparison he's doing is trying to look at the ruling party's the ruling party's manifesto and the implementation plans of that manifesto and the Harambe Prosperity and the National Development Plans. Yeah, like these are the three main main sources of national development plans that he's basically looking at. And this is a national development plan in general, because the ruling party manifesto speaks to the economic development that they that they plan to implement, at least according to that document. And now you're looking at this you're looking at the ruling party's manifesto and how they seem to and how they plan to implement it, and the national development plan, and the Harambe Prosperity's 1 and 2. Now, these three sources of planning in terms of economic development for the country. This is being done by an expert, not yours truly here. This is being done by an expert who who has been here since 1991. Now this is someone that this is someone that has been doing this for 30 plus years, and it's fascinating to basically sit through the whole thing, and then go through. He starts with a quote of Mike Tyson, because he's basically talking about planning, right? And we have all made plans that tend south somehow, and we have to improvise like halfway through our goal. And to try and sort of like paint the very same picture in terms of general planning, whether you are planning that as an individual or you are planning for you are planning for a country, he uses a couple of quotes. One of a couple of quotes coming from Mike Tyson, and one of them is the one that goes, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face." Now, that's actually a very that's an interesting actually quote to use in economic development, because it's coming out of the boxing discipline. Now, when you look at it, when you look at the quote itself and how it's and how it says everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, because everyone that have everyone that is old enough understands that no plan that is made is going to remain the same until the accomplishment until the end of the road, aka the accomplishment of that particular goal. You will obviously have to improvise halfway through, because not everything is going to go according to plan just all the way through. So it's always important, I think, that a lesson not only goes to the to national development planners, but also it resonates a lot to to me as an individual, because every plan I make, I also have to I also have to understand that things could go wrong, and things are most likely than not going to go wrong halfway between me and my goal. So you have to leave room for improvisation. And now, one of those very basic economic examples you can use is a COVID-19 pandemic. As you can imagine, back in 2004, when when the late founding father unveiled the Vision 2030 agenda. First of all, in 2004, Vision 2030 looked like like millennia away. Now in 2025, it's not that far now, is it? In all the plans that we made, pre-COVID in terms of economic development, whether it's in anticipation of, take for example, Vision 2030 or Vision, Africa's overall Agenda 2063, we didn't.
I'm here, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's back. There's no way any planner could have foreseen COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, it's just something that, well,
if you want to believe the crazies on the internet, go for it, you know?
Here's the thing, Dwight. Out there is an adult with a driver's license and a voter's card. Who believes that?
No, with a car and a voter's card.
Yeah, a car, driver's license and a voter's card.
Okay.
That's painful. Who believes the earth is flat? But the sun, moon, Venus, and all other planets around.
Around, yeah.
Now, that's Neil deGrasse Tyson. That got me thinking, like,
yeah.
Well, here's a point.
And it doesn't matter how many times he does it, now. Mm-hmm. Poor Neil suffers every day because he even now has podcasts and he's doing his own particular thing.
Yeah. Also, you know, I was on the Mike Tyson court, which is why I went to Vision 2030, the implementation, the unveiling of back in 2004. No one saw the COVID-19 punch. So we had to improvise.
It's not just COVID-19.
And I thought I was the comedian. Shobon is taking over my job at this point.
Well, it was his platform. You know, we're just, you know, expanding on what he technically says. And you know what's actually the best thing, Helmut?
Yeah.
That he outlined. What was the thing's name, Tochman?
You want the painless one or the painful one?
Because the painful one was the revelation of, which leads from the COVID-19 punch. That we are actually sitting with three national policy documents. Between 2024 November and up to now, July 2025, Namibia sits with three policy documents.
Oh, that's the most painful for you.
Yeah.
I know, the most painful.
Because I thought now we're just zooming in to NDB6, and NDB6 is going to be charting the course. Just to realize, every minister, and he pointed it out, every minister, at every speech that every minister makes, they cite either the Swapo Party Manifesto of 2024, or they cite the Swapo Party Implementation Plan, which he himself has not seen. That's the painful part. Where does the messaging come from? What is the messaging?
For me, that's the second most painful part.
Okay. Let's hear your point.
How do I put this? Man, I have a whole laundry list. Yeah, let me put that in on second and third. The first one is towards the end where he's saying that I've been studying, both participating and basically trying to understand the Namibian economy. I've been a part of the Namibian economy since 1991 when he came here.
Oh, and he helped with the first national development plan.
Yeah.
Not number one.
Was that the national development
plan? Transition.
The transition one where the national development plan came out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, I can't tell you what's going on in mining. And then he explains all this list because of the lack of transparency. I'm like, huh? For 30 years.
For 30 years, he has documented Namibia's
economic activities.
Not but fishing. He can't tell you anything about
what's
fishing.
Going on in fishing.
He
no.
can't tell you anything even in manufacturing. He can't tell you even in terms of. And I thought it was just you and me that we were hitting our heads.
That's what I thought.
Every day. Until you hear of someone that has literally documented the whole of Namibia. He's documented, he's written a book itself. Because of lack of multiple books. Remember, it's, what was it? What edition is it? The one that you and I bought.
The Guide to Namibian Economy.
Was the latest edition.
Yeah, that's the latest edition.
I think it's like number 6 or something that he's written. Now, if an economic historian, which Shebo is now currently, Helmut, if an economic historian is telling you,
I can't tell you what's going
on. For 35 years, I don't understand Namibia's policy direction because of lack of data and lack of transparency regarding you know, what's actually happening, you've got a major problem. We really have a major problem, Helmut. If the only man that has been documenting Namibia and its economy can tell you, I don't know what's going on in certain aspects and I can't give you the complete picture because of lack of transparency, which has actually forced the, you know, the political parties last year. Remember, with everyone coming out with a manifesto.
Yeah.
Because we all went and said on air, specifically at Eagle FM, we want to see manifestos.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about fancy speeches. One speech in Malta here, another one somewhere in Oshakati, and another one somewhere in Rundu, and another one somewhere in Opuo, and then we all have to guess, what are we voting for?
The genius part of the whole presentation for me, Dwight, is this is again someone that had been looking at the Namibian economy for the for the longest time amongst the people I know that have been studying the Namibian economy, more like have been sort of like keeping up that can that have documented all the economic activities that have transpired. Where he is sort of like does this comparison between the National Development Plan, the National Development Plans that we are now on NDP 6, the implementation plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Harambee Prosperity is 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because, all these three economic compasses, or more like developmental compasses, try to, to show what the future of the Namibian economy is going to be. Because these are blueprints. But, if I followed the presentation correctly, I think these are three different blueprints that are talking about the economic future of one country, but they are barely matching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helmut, even the exercise you showed just now.
I'm like, okay, how many Namibias are we planning on? Like,
on actually having. Yeah. Cause if you look at just the basic exercise of NDP6 flowing back to the Swapo Party Manifesto of 2024. And I'm sorry, dear listeners, Helmut and I, we've been steering clear of mentioning the party manifesto itself because the NDP6 exists.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Helmut, but I've taken NDP6 as the final policy directive that the country has to follow, meaning that the ministers have to follow.
Yeah.
And that everyone has to work towards. But then, what Sherborne now just did was show you there's a Swapo Party implementation plan that slots in between the manifesto and NDP6. So which policies are we actually following?
That'd be interesting to see when we start now doing the implementation, because the fact that you have three blueprints that are, how about this? Having three different developmental plans that are coming from the same country, that are talking about developing the very same country, it's sort of like a little confusing for those of us that don't speak the economics lingo.
Mm.
Because now that it raises up a lot of questions now that needs, answers from experts, like, which one are we following here? Are we going with the NDP6, or are we going with the, with the ruling party's, more like a manifesto promises implementation plans, or we're going with the, with the Harambee, with the Harambee prosperity plans? Now the most fascinating thing here is it turns out if you take out mining activities, our developmental goals, our developmental goals in terms of the graph that was shown in the presentation turns from the blue one to the red one, which is
and it's actually surprising.
It's a good thing
that you and I have been saying for the past year. We can't say that the mining sector is the only one that has to get in Namibia's economy. And the moment you strip the performance or what's happening in the mining sector out from the rest of the economic data, you sit with a picture like he described it, because it shows the graph going downwards, that in the rest of the other sectors of the economy, the private sector is not investing. It's actually declining. So if we're talking about real growth cannot be just driven by one sector, which is also another particular thing. We've spoken about the Dutch curse, or the potential that Namibia can, trip over its own laces, shoelaces, and fall into the Dutch curse pot itself.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, we've already been there, dear listeners. We are literally...
We're on a slippery slope.
We are...
YouSave prices on groceries are still the best in town. 4 kilos of real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 189.99 Namibian dollars. 84 grams of Robertson's chicken spice, just 13.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, just 5.99 Namibian dollars each. 700 milliliter Wellington's tomato sauce, just 25.99 Namibian dollars. 2 liters of Wright brand sunflower oil, just 68.99 Namibian dollars. And 2 kilogram bag of Pasta King elbow pasta, just 44.99 Namibian dollars. Save big at YouSave.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
We are 16 minutes into the hour of 5. If you just tuned in, this is Home Run with Helmut and Dwight, and this is Eagle FM.
So, I want to bring in another humdinger. The humdinger is, Helmut, the discussion that has been on the forefront regarding oil exploration and why does Namibia only own 10% of stakes in the oil exploration activity. And he actually also answered it very well, which is an answer you and I, we tried our best. But with the development of what happened at the start of this year, where Shell had to write down 400 million. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's 400 million in US.
Yeah, 400 million US dollars on one of the exploration wells.
Yeah.
In the same Orange Basin. And he put it so eloquently by saying, imagine if Namibia had 51% stake, like what the minister and NDP6 has said. Remember my disappointment when Minister Natangwe Tete said at the mining expo,
yeah,
Namibia aims to have 51% stake in future mining endeavors. Now imagine, and remember, oil is mining. Imagine if Namibia had a 51% stake in that exploration activity. 51% of that is 200 and something million US.
Now, here's the thing though.
That's 4 billion.
That's the part.
Down the drain.
That's the part now that I wanted to, I wanted to understand. Because he did explain that, this is what, I mean, it was all over the media, was that, back in January, when Shell, now the language used here is a very interesting one. Shell writes down 400 million of an oil discovery offshore. Now this is in block, PL 39. Now, according to them, the reason why they did that was they could not, as of the time, confirm the commercial viability of the oil in that particular well. Okay, the $400 million write down. What's that in English? Because Mr. Shobon puts it in a way that sounds like that would have been, a very dangerous economic combo if we owned, the large stake that we, that we always want to own, especially in this 400 million. And then he points out that, these multinational corporations have, they have a lot of money.
Mm.
They have a lot of money that they, they can risk losing, investing this money, even if at the end of the day they lose it.
Yeah.
But we don't have that luxury. So What that means is if we had, for example, well, a 50% stake when they wrote down that 400 million, they would have written down, take, for example, 200 million, and the 200 million, the another 200 million would have been on us.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah. So that's a loss, right?
Yes, it's a loss, Hamoud. It's a write down. The word write down says it's money down the drain.
Well, you see, this is where the language now is very important, because
that's what accountants write, and then it's for us media to interpret what this means. Now you have to go and Google search on Investopedia and ask, what does write down mean?
Uh-huh.
And then write down, which is also another insurance.
Write down my number for me means take notes, buddy.
Yeah. No, writing down literally in accounting terminology also implies this is a loss.
We have invested all this amount of money in this exploration of this particular world, but we came up empty.
Yeah, this is feedback. And there's literally money, people spend money, or companies spend money internationally to go and explore with the clear set indication this is exploration. We're exploring. We know we are going to potentially waste money, but we have to be certain that there's nothing there. If there's something there, we look at what we can do. And remember, not everyone has also explained how this exploration takes place, what he said himself, which we've been repeating so many times here on Eagle FM and in The Villager as well. These guys have to explore 270 kilometers from our shoreline.
Yeah.
3 kilometers below.
To the seabed
from the surface to the seabed. 3 kilometers. And then they have to drill another 3 kilometers.
From the seabed to where the oil is.
To where the oil is.
So you're telling me to get to that oil, you need a 6 kilometer long pipe.
No, a drill bit.
A drill bit, yeah.
With inner pipe casing, with necessary things. And also taking into consideration that there are undercurrents and water pressure. Because the deepest that a human can dive before you really start feeling water pressure.
Before you start needing special equipment to go deeper, yeah.
Yeah, is like 200 to 300 meters. Probably 500 meters, you can push it. Depending on the water, where you find yourself. If you go lower than that, you need a submarine.
Yeah.
And there's certain depths that a submarine also cannot go.
You go any lower than that, you'll need, submersibles. Yeah. You know, different one from the one from, the Titanic Junior. It suffered the same fate.
You know?
That is a different
thing. Which was
fate.
A submarine.
Submarine.
So, yeah.
With gaming console. That guy was joking. And, look, 6 kilometer long pipe. 6 kilometer long drill bit. And, after he made, that was the Venus well, the one that he says it's 270 kilometers away from land.
And that is the total. Venus is total.
Now, if you want to understand how far Venus that distance is, that's roughly from Grootfontein to Tsumkwe.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
From Windhoek, you're almost in Swakop.
Yeah, all that distance that you are driving from, from Grootfontein to Tsumkwe, you are on the sea.
Mm.
Now, when you get there, then you have to send your drill equipments 3 kilometers to get to the seabed, and another 3 kilometers to get to where the oil deposit is.
And remember, if you read about the engineering around the exploration in the Orange Basin, many of the engineering and mining platforms are saying, that's now the where they put their articles, this is literally a testing, they're exploring with new technology. To them, look, there are other places that have been deeper.
Yeah.
But what makes it difficult here in the Orange Basin is specifically how far they are away from the coast.
That's why he gives the example of the Qatari, that the biggest oil companies that are generating a lot of revenue, revenue per se, well, albeit revenue is a part of it, but you know, a lot of employment are those ones that are onshore.
But that's the gas. The gas has the biggest propensity to generate more jobs than oil.
But he did also mention is it redirecting it to increase the pressure in an oil well?
To pump out the oil or to push out the oil. So they take the gas, send it through another mechanism to push the oil forward. So you use another mineral to push another mineral in this mining endeavor out through the well that you want.
So you didn't end up in a situation where a well is collapsing or what? Because that took me to the, is it Oshikoto Lake, how it was described in the videos that you shared with me.
Yeah.
That, this thing was closed off by Mother Nature, but at some point the roof collapsed and then it became a lake.
And then the guy that discovered Lake Oshikoto was a Danish guy or Finnish guy or Norwegian. They were actually looking for a lake that was explained to them that is in Botswana. And then they mistook Lake Oshikoto for that lake in Botswana. And then they thought they're already in Botswana.
Oh.
Just to realize, obviously, a whole couple of years back later, many people are telling them, sorry, brah. Botswana is still far from here. So, yeah. Lake Oshikoto technically is a sinkhole.
Sinkhole, that's the term.
It's technically a sinkhole. You can probably see that it was probably the weakest point there. But how it was also explained was it was a scenario of that these guys were looking for a cave, actually. I remember that, I also remember the tour guide spoke of a cave and I was like, cave and a sinkhole? So they probably.
That makes sense.
They were probably looking for something somewhere. But yeah, just to outline that. But the presentation itself, and obviously as we're talking about here, dear listeners, is that I was truly impressed with specifically where you ended off with the Mike Tyson punch analysis. Specifically, or not with the punch analysis, but the other one that is familiar to the punch analysis, where the audience was asked, how many of you guys have read any of the national development plans before number 6?
That was my favorite
part. And then the other question was, have any of you read the Harambe Prosperity plans, number 1 or 2? And only one guy puts his hand up. That guy is actually a banker, Hamut. He's one of the chief bankers here in Namibia.
Yeah, because Mr. Shogun also made it difficult by saying,
Hoput, you're not allowed to participate.
No, Hoput was editor. That other guy that he asked the question that, who didn't actually want to answer the question, but he accidentally put up his hand because he had to read it.
Oh, yeah.
is because he's one of the CEOs of one of the banks. So that's why I said he's one of the chief bankers in Namibia. The downside is, when Shebon asked that question about, you know, did we achieve anything specifically? Or what were some of the... What were some of the drawbacks or some of the surprising things that people would have read if they've read any of these national policy documents? The shameful thing is the Namibians that are present there didn't read any of these things.
Nope.
Because he's literally saying, I see that only 4 or 5 people, but 2 of them don't count. And then the other people are just sitting there, you know, looking at a wonderful presentation. So we need to ask the particular question here of fellow Namibians, Helmut. Are you guys reading? These things are for free to download on the air. I mean, it was you and me when we looked at the transport policy where we realized this whole document was written by GIZ. It wasn't written by Ministry of Works
it's
and Transport.
Coming out of Namibia.
So what was Ministry of Works and Transport's own legal drafting team doing? You know, technically, what are they being paid for, Hamut? And then we go and look at the, what was the other one that we also looked at? The, what was the other policy document. The ICT policy document. Oh, yeah, but we've got an...
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's five-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. We are 29 minutes into 29 minutes left to the hour of six. That's that means we are an hour and a minute into the into a home run show. So we continue.
Yeah. So I'm actually glad that we also get to see a broader representation element in terms of looking at, do fellow Namibians actually take cognizance, or are they aware of what needs to be done wherever they find themselves, in their communities, in their neighborhoods, even in, even if you're working in the private sector? How do you factor in your role in the broader economy? Obviously, if you're working in the private sector like you and I, our first responsibility is obviously that we've got to perform for Eagle FM, right? Yeah. But you then have to ask the next level of, the next level question after that, Helmut, is, am what I am, is what I am doing actually contributing something to the listener, to the layperson, to the avid follower of Eagle FM's particular programming? Is it actually providing real particular value to them? Now, when someone has a basic exercise like, did any of you read any of the national policy documents of Namibia? Even if it was the last three, and you have three people, the one is in charge of a bank, the one was the one editing some of the documents, the other one is the guy presenting who's asking the question, and it's just silence. It actually really shows that literally, if you want to commit a crime, put it in a book, put it in a policy document. No one will find you even 10 years from now, and you can still deny it. No, even though you're the one that put the data there, the information. You'll say, no, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
You can't prove it. So we are sitting with a big issue, Helmut. Do people know what we should be achieving?
So, okay, we are sitting, I think we are, okay, I think we're sitting with multiple issues here. With multiple issues here, not just one. Yeah. And this is flowing all the way from, all the way from, from the planners of anything national development. And, throw your implementation plans and Harambe Prosperity, because they all speak to the goal that we would like to achieve as a country in terms of development, or the goals, plural. Mm. Now, yeah. Now, when you look at that, you see that when the documents that are coming out of, the documents that are supposed to outline what, the roadmap of these developmental goals are not aligning. First of all, they are multiple and they are not speaking to each other. That brings us to the Auditor General's, to the Office of the Auditor General's report, was that on the Ministry of Agriculture, and how different, public entities seem to be at least operating in silos. That's one. And that's on the leadership level. But when you come on the, when you come on the ordinary citizen level, like you and I on the other hand, then you have this, Now, at this point, you know, on the leadership level, you can give them credit that even though, you know, even though that, even though a bunch of these documents that they're, of their blueprints, really merge in terms of, in terms of how they plan on executing, some of the goals that will lead to the, you know, to the economic prosperity of the country. Mm. That, you know, what you seem, you know, what you begin to see now is that, the people on the high, on the lower level, that's ordinary citizens,
mm.
they are, first of all, we are not reading the documents.
Mm.
So in other words, they may as well just stop writing the documents and they'll just be fine.
No, but you have to write them, Helmut, because here's the thing. Namibia subscribes to the UN.
Uh-huh.
So we have to supply something to the UN.
So we're just doing it for the UN, not to
and for SADC and for SACU and for AU. We have to do these things. And because obviously we've got legal societies like
yeah.
the what's one of the civil society organizations, Legal Assistance.
Yeah.
They document all these particular documents as well. Then you've got the other one, I think from the law society, what's the one where the lawyers are all partnered to? Law.
Is it
Law something, man. The one where people were trying to, were also trying to sort of like force a situation with one of the lawyers involved with the fish rod situation.
Oh yeah.
What was that? What's that entity's name?
Hang on a second. No, we're not talking about ICJ.
No, it's the one that it's almost like an association.
It's an association for legal practitioners. Yeah.
Yeah. And all those guys, obviously, the basis of law is literally it governs society.
Yeah.
So you need to document.
You don't want chaos.
Laws and policies and stuff like that that influence the society. So we have to continue writing, Helmut. The downside is you really cannot lead the person to the notice board and ask them, please read. It's up to that person to see that the thing is hanging on the notice board.
Okay, look, I think the most beautiful part for me is that the whole thing has been simplified, especially if you want to look at it from trying to understand, at least for anyone that would like to, you know, that would like to get to know the economic roadmap
yeah.
of Namibia, from where it came from, where we are to where we are going.
Yeah.
And, the where we are going part is somewhat has, you know, it's riddled with a bunch of question marks. I know.
You can't even say there. There's like speed humps everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Like, this is a very long road. That's it's not just a road.
We don't know if there's freedom, if freedom is the prize at the end.
I don't know.
We don't know.
We're going to need a lot of shock absorbers because we have a speed hump after speed hump.
Yeah.
The launching, more like, the launching of the website is somewhat very interesting, because now you have for the book now, I think that's the beautiful part of it. For a book, you will have to, you will have to republish every time an entity that you have written a record on, whether mm-hmm. public or private, every time they experience change in leadership or change in ownership, they are privatized, or maybe they say one SOE that's absorbed in a ministry, like we saw with the NAPDB. Now you will have to republishing a book so that you can keep up with all these changes that's taking place across the public and the private sector, which is borderline impossible when you're dealing with hard copies. I think that's where technology now comes in, because and the biggest example of this we have seen is Wikipedia.
Mm.
Yeah. If a celebrity dies today, by the time you get to Wikipedia,
split seconds.
Everything.
They would have updated
everything there is past tense.
Yeah.
Everything.
They would have updated literally like in split seconds.
If you read up on a celebrity today, this is an American, this is an Namibian politician, this is an Australian, this. But the moment they pass away, all those is goes to us. I'm like, hey, these guys are fast. It's like they're just like, okay, did you stop breathing? All right.
You are right.
So putting you know, digitizing that information so that it can, you know, it can basically keep up with, you know, keep up with the changes that's happening in both the public and private sector. And, you know, my favorite part is that, well, we've basically noticed what's going on, you know, with NAMCO. And that's an interesting one. And everything political, bro, was like, well, I'll not dive much into that one. I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Or he would go like, you know, we'll keep that for something.
Yeah, we'll just keep.
We won't talk about it right now.
Yeah, and then and then he get to something economics. Then he was like, well, I can do a whole lecture on this one. I'm like, this is interesting.
Mm. As if the lecture has not been happening already.
Yeah, it's been going on. Now the lecture has been going on already. Now the last 10 minutes, now when he's told, well, 10 minutes, that's when, most of what I found to be very, you know, interesting information now begins to come out. And, one of it was that if we are going to say that a value addition is going to be one of our primary, you know, sources of revenue to fund our developmental plans, let's find out, let's be specific as to what resources are we talking about and what value and how are we going to add value to that resources. And then I thought gold was, because at the back of my head when he was saying that, I'm like, okay, how about gold? And then he uses an example that takes me back to the Peugeot example, you know, to the Peugeot fiasco. Yeah.
Can't call it a fiasco because there was a factory. There was a building.
Uh-huh. How long did it take before it went, you know, went south? South Africa refines gold. So would be competing with South Africa in terms of gold refinery and also production. South Africa has a lot of it, even in terms of mining.
Yep.
In comparison, yeah.
Helmut, even this refining plant that closed down in South Africa now.
Yeah.
In the town of Newcastle, ArcelorMittal. ArcelorMittal is the world's largest steel smelting company in the world. It's an Indian company.
Yeah.
ArcelorMittal, the South African Steel Association or whatever refining guy comes out. He was interviewed like yesterday or the day before. And he comes and says, but the company that's now closing its doors and firing and having to retrench 4,500 employees.
Oh dear.
And this is according to this association chief. Wanted concessions from the government. They wanted certain particular incentives from the government to keep their doors open. Now, if you see a picture like that and you're wondering, you know, why does it look like this particular picture is slightly, you know, backward? But before we continue, we take a short break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. The presentation that Dwight and Helmut have been yapping about for a couple, over an hour now, is on Facebook. You can find it and you can watch it. And you'll find the most painful part about what they say, that if you want to hide something from let's call it an individual, an ordinary person. You know, I don't want to say, go with, if you want to hide something from a black person, because, reading is a culture that is becoming, that's becoming more of a lost art. And this is the world over for the most part.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Home Run with Helm and Dwight. Now, I don't want to use the word hide, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book, because any user of social media knows that nonsense come from people of all races on social media. Sometimes you'll be watching a video of someone talking with a confident face, but this nonsense they are spewing is just unfathomable. Like, how can someone be this dumb and still be able to breathe? And no wonder breathing is involuntary, because if it was voluntary, some people would just suffocate themselves to death. Now, back to the presentation, which you can find on Facebook. Now I'm putting this out there because of one painful thing that transpired in that presentation, where people were invited to go and listen to presentation about the Namibian economy, and giving the basically the whole history of it from mining and fishing and all that, albeit in very limited information, as he points out towards the end that the information is not that easy to find. But
my friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to
hear about
it.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features.
And welcome back. We continue. The best way to hide information, put it in a book. It's been said. It turns out that's not just the whole thing. If you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. No. All races, you'll find a bunch of people that are lazy to read. What's one of the most common stereotypes, especially with, I mean, Americans are suffering? But coming back to this, the point is, this is an event that was organized to sort of like give an insight from an expert point of view with regards to where the Namibian economy is coming from, to where we are, to where we are going in terms of the plans that we have made in terms of blueprint, Vision 2030, you know, NDP 6 and all these things. Where are we going? Now, this is basically speaking to the plans that that we are making. How feasible are they in terms of execution? Speaking from the expert point of view, and now you have to understand that, all along the presentation, you can see the expertness in this gentleman where he's saying that, there was a part where he talked about free tertiary education, for example. And, you know, one of those things he said was that he has a different point of view in terms of the execution of some of the plans that we have made, in terms of to critique the blueprint. Because if you look at it in terms of implementation, a lot of questions needs answering. At this point, you are not ridiculing a plan. You just want to know. Now, anyone that have watched the famous interview of the Ugandan TV presenter or journalist, Simon Kangwanjala, or, you know, the famous "Why Are You Gay" interview. Now, one of the reasons why that interview is freakishly funny is because this is someone that was not asking to criticize. He genuinely wanted to know. You can see the seriousness in his face. Like, why should someone be gay? I just want to know at this point. Why? Now, of course, people that are in the comedy industry, like yours truly here, that just decided to take the whole thing and... we went bananas with him, like all over social media, like crazy. Now, this is an event that was where a lot of people were invited to come and listen to where we are coming from economic wise, where we are, and where we are headed. Using one of the one quote coming from one of the famous boxers in the history of boxing, that's Mike Tyson, when he said, "Everyone can make a plan until they get punched in the face." And we saw that because I just pointed out earlier before the interview that that Dwight had to conduct was that back in 2004, and you are the founding president and you are making plans about 2030 developmental wise. Like, we're just saying, okay, now, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to accomplish it. Now, you have, we don't anticipate all the, some of the folks in the road that are going to, pop up every now and then, in between our making plans and the process of execution of our respective goals the execution of our respective goals. So, you don't have to be a prophet or an expert to know that, no one, back in 2004 when Vision 2030 was unveiled, no one thought, okay, you know what, somewhere in 2019, there is going to be, a COVID-19 pandemic. So we have to factor that in our planning. So, this is very similar to how we make our individual plans. Like, okay, what I'm going to do is, I will just go there. And I'm going to this guy's house to beat him. That language I find very fascinating. We say it like the person that you are going to fight with. We say it like you are going to find them tied to a pole, and you are the only one that's going to be doing the punching. Except it's never always the case. When you go and get in a fight with someone, they are always going to be throwing punches back, and they are not going to give you plans on which part they are going to punch so you can prepare on how to block them. Absolutely not. So, man, life is complicated. Really, really, really complicated. It's more of a maze, which is also somewhat very interesting to think of, if you can, come to think of it. So, this this presentation was put in mind to sort of like more like enlighten where we were, where we are, and according to the plans we have made, where we are headed. Except 99% of the people in the room had no idea where we are coming from and what plans we have made as of now that outlines the developmental blueprint of where we are going and how we are going to reach our goals of especially Vision 2030. Whether it's from the, you know, from the ruling party manifesto's implementation plan, or the or NDP 6 or Harambe Prosperity 1 and 2. Nada. These were the people in the room. So that have got to make you go, okay. So if we don't know where we are coming from, and we don't know where we are, how are we supposed to figure out where we are going? Yeah, we gotta be proud of us though. Like, it's been proven that, when it comes to not reading, we're experts. Very much experts. So, as a part of the presentation, he dives, the gentleman now, dives into, no, the gentleman now dives into, into a series of the plans that have been made. The plans that have been made, and they are critical points. Like the and this is not a critical in a way that they are. And this is a critical from a criticizing point, the point where you can criticize these plans. And the first part was looking at how our overall economy is highly dependent on the extractive industry, and you won't be shocked to find out that, it's not just Africa that it's not just Namibia that's, has its economy, leaning heavily on the extractive industry. That's an African problem. That's Africa's problem. So, in other words, we're already into, the Dutch disease, where a country becomes heavily dependent on the finite extractive resources to the point where it fails to invest in other, in other sectors to the point. And now the biggest problem with that is that, when that finite resources, hence the way, the use of the word finite, when that resources runs out, the whole economy, goes down with it. And that's understandable. The extractive industry has a very high return on investment. Therefore, anyone that is looking for a job in a country that has a booming extractive industry will obviously want to, will want to go the direction of the extractive industry. Why? Because, it's not rocket science. Everyone will take the direction of, especially when they're making economic decisions, with regards to, personal. Economic decisions. They are looking for where am I going to get paid the most? And when they find one that is lucrative, they are going to go with that direction. Now, what happens is very simple. The more a country is going to have multiple, one or multiple extractive resources, which are all finite, the more people and not just in terms of employment seeking, also in policy making, everything is, the extractive industry then takes a priority, which is not rocket science. Again, we invest in what we find value in. The more valuable something is, the more we protect it. If you go in, if you just go to anyone's house, you are not going to find a garbage can in a safe. No. That's disposable. You'll find that at the entrance. Money, jewelries, and all the valuables, those are the things that you'll find in a safe. It's not rocket science. You gotta love human behavior. So, people went to attend an event about the economy when they did not know a thing, okay, about the future of the Namibian economy. And albeit that's a little bit of a correction there. Actually, a giant correction there. This was an economic update, not economic forecasting. Before I sign out, commercial break.
When life gifts you an unexpected breakdown, take control with Express Credit. Borrow $3,000 to $32,000. Same day loan approval. Call 081-9500-500 for more information.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
2 minutes past the hour of six. Welcome back to Home Run. I'll be now just signing out for me. And then until tomorrow, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. From me, see ya. And you'll stay tuned for the next program.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Eva, tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo, ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa, ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM, otuna evi toda njuka, okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneo don, o tukwe tira o special ange, tashake ngeje fa omarudeni tayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nukumuna oijago ili nawa, ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe mbali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari, ile kongerewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.